alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May I ask you please to recite, to join me in reciting Surah Al-Fatiha for our beloved mother, the Honorable Hajj Khanum Asmate Ziyafate Mira Fati Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي توحد بالعز والبقاء وقهر عباده بالموت والفناء وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله النجباء وبعد فقد قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العلي العظيم. Almost every person in this world would ask this question. He or she would ask, why did God create us and why we are here? What is the purpose of our creation? This is a question that goes in the mind of millions of people across the board. People who are Muslims, people who are non-Muslims, people who believe in God, people who do not believe in God, they all ask why we are here, what is the purpose? And the answer definitely is found in all divine scriptures, in all books, with all prophets. They did answer this fundamental question. They came to address these questions. Why we are here? Half of the Quran speaks about why we are here. Simply God says, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. In Surah Tabarak, the answer is very simple. So He may try you to which of you has virtuous deed. We are here for deeds, for amal, for work, for production. We are here to produce. We are here to work. We are here to accumulate points for the next chapter of our life. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. But the work is not only measured with materialism. When you mention work or job, people's mind goes immediately to money, to income generating job. How much you make? How much does he make? So if he makes money and good money, he's successful. If he makes less money, he's not successful. This is how people judge each other. But again, the Quran says, doesn't mean job. Or work does not mean every time you work you have to generate money. Sometimes you generate something higher than money, higher than materialism. Do not judge your success in this life with materialism, with material standards. This is not right. Sometimes you have another type of productions. Sometimes it is moral. Sometimes it is benevolent. You spend money, not just you generate. You spend money, and this is a work. This is a production. When you spend, when you give, a benevolent work. God says, ask yourself, how much you help? How many people you help? how much service you presented, how many people you guided, how many people you saved, how many people you made happy. This is the real production. أيكم أحسن عملا. أيكم أحسن عملا. When you save, when you save a human life, human soul, this is a good production. ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. Sometimes a day passes by, you don't make a single penny, but you save the humanity. God says that day where you saved a single human, we consider it you have saved the entire humanity. That day is a day of grand production. أحسن عملا. This is the most virtuous deed you've done. This is the real amal, when you save. Sometimes people make money, good money, but they don't save. They don't help. They don't serve. That's not a production. Production is when you serve, when you give to your society, when you give to your community and you make a difference in the lives of the people around you. The successful one is the one who serves others. This is virtuous. And someone who's not successful is the one who only thinks of himself or herself. They don't think of serving others or helping others. There are many people who live in this life. Many of them are selfless, and many of them are selfish too. Selfish when he finds just himself in this life to be important. Others around him are not important. This is not a Quranic. This is not a divine view of a human being. Therefore, we have to ask ourselves, what is my benefit to my society? This is a fundamental question, my friends. We have to ask this question. Each and every one of us, at any age we are, we have to ask this question and we have to answer it. What is my benefit to my society, to the people who are around me? Do I have some benefit to them or some liability? It could be. This is one point. The second point, Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57 in the Quran, speaks about why God created us. He says, we created you, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, so people would uphold and promote justice. Sometimes it's social justice, sometimes it's political justice, sometimes it's judicial justice. So the justice, not only in the court, superior court, justice has to be in your house, with your family, with your friends. Also justice is required. When you deal with your family, you have to deal with them in justice. When you deal with your customers, you have to deal with them in justice. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. We created mankind so they live up, they stand up, they uphold, they promote justice. Because in this life, corruption would not last. Injustice would not last. Falsehood would not last. God wants this life to conclude with the best conclusion. God says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ra'd, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. The froth, the scum, the bubble, these bubbles, they don't last. فَيَذْهَبْ جُفَاءً, they go away as waste, they don't stand. They don't stay. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدْ, these bubbles, they are going to go away. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ, that to what is going to benefit people is going to remain in the soil, in the land. فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Injustice is going to go. Corruption, tyranny, arrogance, they don't last. They might dominate for some time, but they don't last. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Batil, falsehood, is ever vanishing, is bound to vanish, not to stay. Justice will come back. Even if justice is absent for some time, and these times could be 10 years, could be 100 years, could be 1,000 years. But justice does not disappear. Justice will come back. And God says, I want you to be a soldier, one of those who promote justice. This is your choice. This is your call in this life. He continues to say in Surah Al-Hadid, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ وَرُسُلَهُ بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز. God wants to see who's going, who's among you is going to uphold justice, who's going to support ينصره, who's going to support God, who's going to be enlisted in God's army, in God's servants, in God's agents. وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب. You support God and you support His apostles. So be one of them. Our life here is short-lived. I can't believe tonight is the 40th of Mrs. Mirafati. I can't believe. There is a church next to our house, Church of Nativity. During this season, the Christmas season, they bring a camel in front of the church. Tonight we were passing, I looked at the camel, I said to my kids, look at the camel. I remember the camel was there 2 months ago. How come now again the camel? But it wasn't there 2 months ago. It was December of last year. This life is short-lived. So we have to have tolerance, and we have to have wisdom, and we have to make the best out of it. And the best out of it means you have to be with God. You have to listen to God. You have to be the way He wants you to be. He wants you to be. وَلْيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُلَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Who's going to be with God? Be one of them. Be one of them. And God accepts all citizens, all agents, no discrimination. It's an equal opportunity job, really equal opportunity. It's not only for men. It's for men, women, black, white, poor, rich, all people. Be one of those who support God's cause and His apostles' cause on earth. My friends, why do we have Arba'een? Many people ask, what is the wisdom? What is the reason people commemorate the 40th after someone's death? And then after that, 1 year anniversary, the second year, the third year. Most of these occasions, my friends, whether it is Arba'een or the 1 year, Salgard and others, these are mostly for us to remember, to remind ourselves that we're going to go through the same path and the same destination. So we don't forget about this destination. Yes, it's true that we listen to the Quran, we recite Quran, we send gifts, Surah Al-Fatiha and others, Quranic recitation to the deceased. This is very true and they benefit from that. But the greatest benefit we draw by knowing, by comparing our life to their lives, especially if those deceased are accomplished people, If they are accomplished citizens, accomplished servants, accomplished fathers and mothers, we compare our life to them. We look at their life, we look at their accomplishments, we look at their journey, and then we reflect where we stand. We reflect on our past. We meditate. These occasions are an occasion for meditation and reflection. People were with us. They occupied this space. They were in this corner, in that corner, in that corner. They are no longer with us. What happened? Is death only reserved for them? They were on the list and we are not on that list? We are exempted? Just death for old people? Today, I have a friend of mine. This morning, I woke up, his son, who's 21 years old, only 21 years old, died. Friend of mine, very close friend, 21 years old. Death is not reserved for the elderly. Death comes without discrimination, attacks all ages, all groups, all categories. Death is a blind. We have to reflect on our journey, on our past, present, and the future. And if there is something wrong in this journey, we have to fix it before it is too late. These are opportunities. In fact, these sessions are blessings for us, reminding us. Because if we don't have these sessions, we don't remember death. We remember other things in this life. But these occasions tells me, hey, you might be next. Are you ready for it? What did you do? What are you going to take with you to the next life? Are you prepared for that departure? Have you built for yourself a house there, a place, a dwelling? These are reminders for us. And then we have to learn from these occasions. When we reflect, after reflections are actions followed by actions. We fix our life. We learn from our mistakes. Every day, my friends, with every sunrise, there is a new opportunity for us to erase the past and build new future. Every single day is an opportunity. Every single day is a new day for us. We can change ourselves. We can break free from the past and build new future for ourselves. If we have the will, if we have the will, we can do that. One thing we have to keep in mind, that the last leg of our journey has to be safe. This is aqibatul khair. This is the good conclusion. The last leg of your journey. Now, when is the last leg? We don't know. This is the problem. We don't know. It could be tonight, it could be tomorrow, it could be next month. This is why we have to be prepared. Try to fix. Try to learn from our mistakes, what we did against ourselves, against our family members, against our neighbors, co-workers, friends in the community. If we have wronged people, then we have to fix it before it is too late. Then point number four, where I conclude. The most incredible creature God created on earth are mothers. The most beautiful, the most merciful creature God created. After God Himself, the most merciful and compassionate creature of God are mothers. Your mother. Mothers who put their children first before themselves. You can see beautiful acts of sacrifice. Where you can see it? Not just in the battlefield with soldiers. Your mother is a soldier. If you pay attention, you find your mother is the one who puts herself the last, her family the first, her children the first, their happiness. She compromises her own rest, her own health, her own happiness in order for her to protect her children. Nothing is more beautiful than motherhood in this universe. Someone came to the Prophet, he said, Ya Rasulallah, who should I love more, my father or my mother? Of course, you don't have to ask a prophet to tell you the answer. The answer, you know it. Because God has given us a brain, and eyes, and ears. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ We don't need a prophet to teach me some of these answers. It's not too complicated to realize who's more important in my life. The Prophet said to him, of course your mother. He said, why ya Rasulullah? The Prophet said, your mother is the one who carried you, حَمَلَتْهُ فِي الْجَنِينَ 9 months. The Quran says, وَحْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ Weakness over weakness. And she was patient. Today I read a sad story. Remember, 2 years ago there were waves of refugees from the Middle East going to Europe. One of them was a pregnant Syrian mother. She was pregnant. She reached Germany, but they decided to return her with her husband back to Italy and back to somewhere. And she had pain because she was pregnant. And she kept telling the guards that I have pain, please. He didn't listen to her. He didn't listen until she had miscarriage. She was bleeding and she had miscarriage. So they realized when she had miscarriage that she was serious when she was telling, I have pain, please take me to the hospital. They didn't listen to her. Today the judge said to that guard, the Swiss guard, he sent him to jail for 6 months. He said to him, you have no mercy. You don't understand the meaning of mercy and humanity. You should have listened to this mother. Mother, when she carries a baby, she is very important. You should have listened to her. So mothers, they, Quran says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ Weakness over weakness, pain over pain. The Prophet said, this is your beginning. The second, وَغَذَّتْهُ مِنَ الثَّدْيَيْنِ The first thing, with the first cry you do, with the first sound you produce, immediately she gives you food. Immediately. She tends to you. She deprives herself from her sleep several times per night. She would have a sleepless night to take care of the baby. And then وَفَدَتْهُ بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ She would always say to you, you are more important to me than my parents. My parents are supposed to be the closest. But when I have a baby, my baby is more important than my parents. This is your mother. The respect that parents, especially mothers, they have in Islam is unprecedented. You don't find it elsewhere. أول شيء كتب في اللوح المحفوظ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says, the first sentence that has inscribed in the preserved tablet, al-lawh al-mahfuz. Lawh al-mahfuz, this is God's book.
لوح المحفوظ.
Everything that happens takes place is being mentioned and written in that book. The first thing that has been inscribed in that book, إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا. I am the Lord. There is no Lord in this universe except me. من رضي عنه والداه فأنا عنه راض ومن سخط عنه والداه فأنا عليه ساخط. The second sentence is, if your parents are happy with you, I will be happy with you. If your parents are unhappy with you, I will be unhappy with you. One of the best ways to make it there, to get the visa, God's visa is not very difficult. He doesn't tell you, go and bring me many documents. The most important thing, item he wants to see on your paper, is being dutiful to your parents. Dutiful to your parents. بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. To stand with your parents, to honor your parents, my friends. Not just we are doing them a favor. Not only about them. When you serve your parents, it's not only about them, it's about you too, because you grow. You grow spiritually and morally, you grow when you serve your parents. You become a better human being. When you watch over your parents, you protect them, you help them, you are with them, you bring a smile to them, you bring comfort to them, you yourself grow. You are not doing them a favor. You are doing yourself a favor. The same thing when we worship God. When we worship God, are we doing Him a favor? No. We are doing ourselves a favor. We are growing mentally, spiritually. We earn peace. We earn stability. We earn wisdom. The same thing with our parents. When we respect our parents, when we love our parents, when we help, when we do not abandon our parents at the time they need us the most, we grow. We become successful. We know the true meaning of this life. And the lady who we lost her 40 days ago is a good mother. Very compassionate mother. Very caring about her family. Very caring. I give condolences to Hajaya Sid Ali Mirafati, her husband, who goes to her grave every single day. This is companionship. Companionship not only with bodies, but with the souls too. So even if the body is missing, the soul is there, it's not missing. You still feel the connection between the souls, between the hearts. And I give condolences to her honorable daughters, to Navid Khanum, Nahid Khanum, Haj Ja'far, her son, I can say, truly, who stood with her, and Asad Wahid, Asad Saeed, the rest of the family. I see Amir, alhamdulillah. Today he added light and warmth with his beautiful smile, and Arzu is here. He had a very wonderful grandmother. We cherished her, we respected her, we honored her, we loved her, we admired her. She did very well in her life. My friends, everything is going to vanish, one thing stays, and that is akhlaq. Your manners. How did you deal with people? That does not vanish. Everything is going to vanish. After our death, they take our clothes, they take them away, they take our shoes, they take our belongings, they take our personal items. Everything is going to go. One thing remains, would never go, and that is your akhlaq, your manners. The effect that you leave, the impact that you leave on your, on those who lived with you. They're going to remember you. They're going to cherish these memories. They're going to say, She did this, she did that, she smiled, she comforted me, she asked about me, she helped me, she received me well. These things are going to stay. Try to leave a good legacy. Our days are numbered in this life. Our days are numbered. If we want to meet God and stand before Him and never fail Him, then we have to leave a good legacy. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Arizu? Yes, as usual or no? No? How about Amir? Yeah? Come forward, Amir. I know, but I want you to be here. Yes, stand and say a few things.
Oh, I don't have anything to
say. Nothing at all? Definitely you have. Something informal. You don't have to prepare. You are genius.
From the heart.
What do you remember from your grandmother? Of course. Of course. Naveed Khan. Naveed. Said Wahid. Oh, Wahid. That should be it. Come here. We are like a family here. We are family, big family. Yeah. Your mother was so kind to you and to your siblings. So she deserves. She's going to see you. I said, you know, to my son, Sayyid Ali, I said to him, Daddy, when we go to the masjid, recite Surah Al-Fatiha for Hajj Khanum, because I know her soul is going to be happy. Definitely when people remember her. Come here. I said, Bahid, be family.
Thank you all for coming, gathering in my mom's 40th passing. As we all know her, she was a very loving mother, very giving, and we all miss her very much. Thank you.
Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير بري شادي روح مرحوم هاج خانم اسمتي زيافتي من رفعتي الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد